It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. There's always a new challenge coming out.
Yes, there is.
I think we've mentioned this before. Earlier in the morning, the newest online craze called the Florida Man Challenge. If you haven't heard about this, this is where you Google the term Florida Man, followed by your birthday. Then you find a Florida man story that happened on that day and post it on social media.
Here.
Not much of a challenge, but.
No, it's not, Mike. And mine was for May 5th. Florida man interested in getting tased runs through airport in underwear waving nunchucks. For your birthday, okay. Mike, April 4,
yeah.
Florida man 71 accused of repeatedly exposing himself at eateries, placed on house arrest.
Nice.
There you go. That's all you do. Put in your birth date, just the month and day.
Yeah.
Florida man, you'll get a crazy story.
That's the big challenge.
That's how we do the other news.
Wow.
We'll be now.
All right. So a 19-year-old kid in New York stole a cab. Earlier in the week, tried to drive to a Six Flags theme park in New Jersey. Didn't realize it was still closed for the winter.
Oopsie.
Gotta check these things out.
And I stole a car.
What do we always say? If you're going to, you know, rob somebody or
if you're going to execute a crime, do
it
properly.
You have to plan it out.
Jeez.
So he's facing charges for receiving stolen property.
Oh, my gosh.
Driving a cab.
Wow. Well, here's a couple stories might help you guys out. A new survey found the average American's spends 11 hours in bed each day, either sleeping or doing stuff just in bed. A lot of people get in bed and watch TV.
Right.
They read. So if you do the math, that means you'll spend about 36 years of your life in bed.
Oh.
God, that sounds... Wow. Okay.
Gee, how lazy are we?
I know. I mean, if that's to do something really fun, okay. But, wow. But also, guys, I just wanted to let you know, of course, March Madness going on right
yes.
now.
Yes.
You guys... For you, this week is the biggest, has always been, well, since all these tournaments started, for vasectomies. There
yes.
will be more vasectomies done this week than any other week in the year because you guys decide you'll get it done. I'm going to watch the games,
yeah.
man. All I have to do is heal.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to watch the games. And guys choose to get it done this week. So they,
see, honey, myself,
ow.
What I would think.
You'd do the Masters.
For me, I would do the Masters.
Yeah, but that's good.
You know, have it done on a Wednesday and then Thursday, Friday.
And there's a lot less, woohoo, ow,
You just sit there and go.
Yeah, you just leave the peas there in your lap, right? And you do the golf clap. That was good, Mike. That was very good.
Thank you.
Right
I've had
there.
Practice. So.
It is Friday before vacation. That is your other news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.